What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And welcome into hour number two on this National Black Bear Day. We welcome you aboard. We'll invite you to text us your comments, questions. You got a fishing report to share with our listeners? 504-260-1870 is our text line. Comes right here real time into the studio. We're going to be hearing from Captain Mike Gallo. Had a great fishing trip with him on Monday. Also, we'll hear from Brendan Bayard. He's probably already on the water. The Dusk Till Dawn Kayak Tournament started at 5:30 this morning and won't wrap up till 8:30 tonight. Thus the name, Dusk Till Dawn. We'll get an update from him. And we'll check in with Ryan Lambert as he returns from out of the country. And also, we got a bad boy feature. We'll tell you about that, too. Did want to remind you, you know, when I was going fishing down in Fouchon, I passed through La Rose. And when I did, I saw the signs for the 2024 Cajun Heritage Festival. That's going to be going on down there next weekend. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday. A live auction. There's going to be a decoy carving contest, a calling contest for duck callers at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Plenty of Cajun food. It's going to be at the La Rose Civic Center. In fact, next week we'll be talking to the festival chairman, Robbie Mathern. A great little event that goes on down there. And if you are a duck decoy carving enthusiast and you want to find out how to do it, get involved with it, there's going to be some demonstrations. And if you're interested in buying some, if you're a collector, going to be selling them all weekend long, and lots of cash prizes being awarded in that carving contest. There's going to be over 50 contestants in that. So keep that on your calendar. It's June 8th and 9th, the Cajun Heritage Festival in La Rose. Next weekend is also going to be the Bogachita Youth Fishing Rodeo that's conducted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That's up there on Exit 11 off I-59 in Pearl River. They've got a fishing pond that they stock there, and the kids have been invited to go out there. It's probably filled up by now, and they'll start fishing at 7:30 and wrap up at 11 and give away some awards and T-shirts, and also have some fishing poles that are available for kids to use. And they give them free T-shirts and lunch for the whole family. It's a great little event. Been going on, I don't know how many years now, but always a good time for the kids to get out there doing National Fishing Week. All right, check in on our text messages. We're talking about black bears. This one is from Old Man Sam. He says he remembers an incident with a black bear killing a calf outside of Winsboro, Franklin Parish, in 1965, and was killed by the livestock owner, who was named Mr. Hollis. Here's one says, black bear are moving around up here in North Carolina. Excited about the LSU Tigers win yesterday. Go Tigers, beat UNC Tar Heels. Yeah, that was quite a game. This guy, Stephen Milam, quite a ball player. He's a freshman second baseman. If you haven't seen him, he's one of the most exciting players on the team. And we've been talking about trying to get with him and get him on one of our Tigers in the Wild features. As far as baseball players, you may have seen Alex Milazzo, the catcher. And also Cade Woods, one of the pitchers that we took out out there with Captain Kirk, went down a casting blast last winter. And I had a duck hunting and a fishing trip with those guys. All right, Frankie D., the king of the tick fall, is checking in. He says they made a comeback. You know, they had a problem with what he calls freshwater specks. That's those white perch. Had two good trips this past week. There's some catfish there, too. Glad to hear the tick fall has recovered. There was a pretty extensive fish kill there from Hurricane Ida, but it's returned to its greatness. All right, we got the worm. The guy called the worm checking in. He says his wife took out some redfish fillets, sliced them into fingers, and air fried them. Turned out very good. He thinks I would have approved. Yeah, well, we had the debate about air frying versus oil frying, and it's hands down the oil frying is better. But, hey, air frying can be good, too, especially if you don't want all the mess and the bother and you want to eat a little bit healthier. But as far as the quality of the fish, I think it's got it on the oil frying. All right, we come back after this. We'll talk to Captain Mike Gallo, revisit our trip we had this Monday with he and Jacqueline and my friend Janice. We'll tell you all about it. You might be able to try to do it, too. It looks like a lot of it's going on. It's kind of a steady kind of trip that you get out of Lake Pontchartrain for the last several weeks. Back with his report after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And Captain Mike Gallo's reports are brought to you by CETO. They are the ones that come to the rescue when you need them. And they're ready 24-7, standing by to bring you fuel, jumpstart you for electrical problems, and if need be, they will tow you wherever you need to go from dock to dock. And it's good on any boat that you own, borrow, or rent. Check it out, CETO.com. You can, for one price, sign up for the whole year. It's $249 for a year. That's a membership. And then after that, you can renew it year after year. 504-301-4545 will get you Captain Chris, or simply go to CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, we had a great trip on Monday. It was a lot of fun going out there with the girls and parking under the bridge. And we ended up with 80 keepers, a mix bag of freshwater catfish, white trout, some speckled trout, and redfish. And that kind of seems to be the staple the last several weeks. It's been consistent. If you fish the bridges there in Pontchartrain, that's pretty what you're going to find. Has that changed, or is it still the same this week?
Don, I would assume that it has continued. I did have a boat go out yesterday that fished in the Pontchartrain area and had a similar catch of, you know, that same mix that you were talking about. We did have some windy days, which might make it tough. I know we had some northeast winds, which will make that south shore, you know, a bit difficult to stay comfortable. You know, we had south winds and not much of it. So we had a pretty easy trip, and, you know, hiding from the wind, whereas that hadn't always been the case. I was just at the lodge not long ago, and not very much wind at the moment. So that would certainly be a possibility, you know, if you're out there already. The only key is moving water. You want to be where there's moving water, either on that south shore where that water's rolling around that point, or in one of the major passes, Rigolese Pass, Unknown Pass, Chef Pass, where you'll have some good consistent water movement.
Yep, that's certainly going to be a key, clean and moving water. Have you been or spoken to anyone that's been over in the marsh, around Biloxi Marsh?
I was in the marsh yesterday. I had a group from Florida that came in, and we went out to the marsh yesterday. A little bumpy on the way out. Did fine, caught a good number of redfish. Unfortunately, got chased in by rain around 1 o'clock. So it was a bit of a short trip. We had a later departure because it was raining at sunup, and we left about 6:30. So we had a shortened trip, but we did fairly well for the time that we did spend out there. I would think there's going to be the same today, same scenario, a smaller tide. So your points and smaller bayous that are going to have a little more consistent water movement are going to pay off for you better today. We fished all market bait under a popping cork. I would assume they would certainly hit a gold spoon or a spinner bait just as well.
Now, did you get up into the little winding interior cuts and lagoons in the marsh, or did you fish outside and along the shoreline?
No, I was in the interior of the marsh where I could find the cleanest water possible. That darkish looking, you know, we call it root beer colored water. Mm-hmm. That's where we were yesterday and catch those, you know, copper looking redfish. They're really beautiful.
Yeah, those are really beautiful. Look like little pumpkins sometimes. What's the grass conditions in there? I'm kind of wondering, we had a big drought last year, hardly any rain, and a lot more water this year. What's the situation for the grass?
I am starting to see the underwater grass sprouting up. I can tell that if things continue, there are certain ponds and bayous that are just going to be choked off to the point where they're unfishable. That'll probably take place, I don't know, the next 6 to 8 weeks is when that, you know, will grow. Last year with the low river and the high salinity, a lot of that grass was killed off. And this year I see it starting to come back. It's not necessarily a bad thing. You have to learn to work around it, but it does provide cover for those juvenile redfish from predators such as seagulls and birds, and that helps us have more fish, and we all want more fish.
I think it also helps with the bait fish, the food. You know, that grass stimulates growth of all kind of bait species in there.
Yeah, it's great for all of those different types of species. It also filters the water, keeps it clean and healthy. So it's a main part of the ecosystem.
Well, Mike, a busy time of the year. How are the marinas stocked with shrimp around your area?
Lots of shrimp in the local area. All of our marinas are keeping a good supply of shrimp. You can call them the night before, obviously during business hours, and see their supply. It's always best to get there early, get your shrimp, get out on the water early, and catch what you can before it gets too hot.
Very good. Mike, they can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com. AA of LA is your great website. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call, because I know you're busy, but you got extra captains, and you might be able to work them in.
Very simple. My phone number is 985-781-7811.
All right, Captain Mike, have a great day. We really enjoyed the trip Monday, and tomorrow we'll be enjoying some of the bounty of that trip.
Well, Don, I was thinking when you were talking about Cito at the beginning of our report, next year we need to get Christian and Colleen to join us in maybe a second boat, and we'll have our own little tournament on the water.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun with those two.
Well, Don, thank you for the media coverage you have given me over these many years. I can tell anybody out there that has a product that has to do with the outdoors, if you're looking for exposure, Don can provide that exposure. I was a young captain. Don reached out to me and asked me if I would be part of his team. I saw a rise in people inquiring about my business immediately, and that's why I asked you if you'd like to join us for a fishing trip, sort of say thank you for all the many years you've provided me this great exposure.
Well, you're quite welcome, and you've provided our audience with a lot of good information, too. We really appreciate it.
All right, Don. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Captain Mike, there he goes. I'll head it on the bayou. Born on the bayous. This is walk-up music. All right, we come back after this. Time for our paddler's report. Brendan Bayard, I got a vision of what he's doing. He's sitting in a kayak somewhere down there, down the bayou, and participating in the dusk till dawn. Probably got a few fish in the boat already. We'll check out how he's doing, what the turnout was, and what he thinks the prospects are to win that catch photo release tournament called Dusk Till Dawn. Back with Brendan right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, stroking, pedaling. That's what's going on a Saturday morning with the kayakers. They got a tournament going on. We'll talk to Brendan Bayard in a second. But first, I want to remind you it's a presentation by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and Massey's Outfitters. Three locations, Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also Covington. You'll find some of the best kayak fishing models, lots of accessories for the kayak fishermen, lots of clothing. Great store. In fact, if you check out the website, you'll see everything they've got to offer, including when they do those demo days where you can try before you buy. In fact, they've got one going on today, and it's going to be out there on Bayou St. John, located right near the Dorch's House, which is 1700 Moss Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have select models out there, and you can jump in one, pedal it, paddle it around the bayou and see how you enjoy it and maybe help you decide one of your own. All right, we're joined now by Brendan Bayard. He's participating in the Dawn Till Dusk tournament. It's a catch, photo, and release slam tournament. Some folks started almost an hour ago at 5:30. It goes on till 8:30. Truly dawn till dusk. Brendan, what's it look like? Where did you decide to fish, and have you got any in the boat, and how's the turnout been?
Hey, Don, I just came back from the beach, and so I kind of didn't have a chance to pre-fish, so I went over to Grand Isle, and I kind of tucked behind the island here. I got a bit of a southwest wind that's kind of ripping down the side of the island, but you can tuck into some coves. Caught a couple of trout this morning, looking for that elusive flounder. Then I'll probably try to go and pick up a red somewhere in the marsh. It's going to be an interesting day. I haven't fished this tournament in a good while. It's going to be a long day. I'm going to have to stay hydrated. I think, I don't know how many hours this is, maybe like, 12, 15, something like that. I didn't really want to think about it, but I might have to take myself a nice little long lunch break in the middle of it, but it's going to be a long day on the water trying to catch that slam.
Yeah, it's a 15-hour tournament. Now, the Bayou Coast Club puts on a lot of them. They do a minimalist challenge. They do a paddle palooza. Each one's a little bit different. Now, this one's a slam. Explain a slam and also the catch photo release aspect.
Yeah, we all have kind of the same approved measuring device, so they're all from, two different suppliers. We take photos with our phone, and we upload them to an app. The app calculates them all, adds up your flounder, red, and trout together and gives you your aggregate length. We're all competing against each other. I think you might be able to see each other. And at some point, it kind of goes dark just to kind of keep people in suspense. And, you know, we find out later tonight after this thing wraps up how everybody did. The interesting thing about today is there's no minimum length on the fish. So I'm curious if the fishing was tougher and allows people to compete a little bit more, you know, when they're taking a quick picture of a fish and throwing it back in the water, that might change things. I haven't experienced a tournament like that before. So kind of nice little new wrinkle they've added in for this one.
Are there any geographical boundaries?
You can fish in Louisiana. So we have guys fishing in Calcasieu. We have guys fishing down Highway 23. I'm sure up by the dam in Hopedale. It's going to be interesting to see which area produces which size fish. You know, if there's bigger trout out west versus, you know, bigger reds up in the marsh somewhere. And, you know, kind of curious to see a sample size, if you will, of all the state at one time.
Yeah, very interesting. What do you predict it's going to take to win it, total length?
I'm thinking somewhere around 60 inches, if I had to guess. The red's capped at 30. So if it touches the 30-inch line, it is not counted. So if it gets a little bit underneath there, you can max out at 29 and three quarters. Then, you know, if you get a guy with a 20-inch trout, 15-inch flounder, that's pretty successful. But, you know, they got all day, so you might even have better fishing than that. So maybe a hair over 60, you know, maybe 65 if somebody gets a really awesome bag with a really, really nice flounder and trout. Anything could happen.
We'll be looking for that next week. Best of luck to you, Brendan. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Stroking, pedaling. That's what's going on a Saturday morning with the kayakers. They got a tournament going on. We'll talk to Brendan Bayard in a second. But first, I want to remind you, it's a presentation by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and Massey's Outfitters. 3 locations, Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also Covington. You'll find some of the best kayak fishing models, lots of accessories for the kayak fishermen, lots of clothing. Great store. In fact, if you check out the website, you'll see everything they've got to offer, including when they do those demo days where you can try before you buy. In fact, they've got one going on today, and it's going to be out there on Bayou St. John, located right near the Dorch's House, which is 1700 Moss Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have select models out there, and you can jump in one, pedal it, paddle it around the bayou and see how you enjoy it and maybe help you decide one of your own. All right, we're joined now by Brendan Bayard. He's participating in the Dawn Till Dusk tournament. It's a catch, photo, and release slam tournament. Some folks started almost an hour ago at 5:30. It goes on till 8:30, truly dawn till dusk. Brendan, what's it look like? Where did you decide to fish, and have you got any in the boat, and how's the turnout been?
Hey, Don, I just came back from the beach, and so I kind of didn't have a chance to pre-fish, so I went over to Grand Isle, and I kind of tucked behind the island here. I got a bit of a southwest wind that's kind of ripping down the side of the island, but you can tuck into some coves. I've caught a couple of trout this morning, looking for that elusive flounder. Then I'll probably try to go and pick up a red somewhere in the marsh. It's going to be an interesting day. I haven't fished this tournament in a good while. It's going to be a long day. I'm going to have to stay hydrated. I think, I don't know how many hours this is, maybe like, 12, 15, something like that. I didn't really want to think about it, but I might have to take myself a nice little long lunch break in the middle of it, but it's going to be a long day on the water trying to catch that slam.
Yeah, it's a 15-hour tournament. Now, the Bayou Coast Club puts on a lot of them. They do a minimalist challenge. They do a paddle palooza. Each one's a little bit different. Now, this one's a slam. Explain a slam and also the catch photo release aspect.
Yeah, we all have kind of the same approved measuring device, so they're all from, 2 different suppliers. We take photos with our phone, and we upload them to an app. The app calculates them all, adds up your flounder, red, and trout together, and gives you your aggregate length. We're all competing against each other. I think you might be able to see each other. And at some point, it kind of goes dark. Just to kind of keep people in suspense. And, we find out later tonight after this thing wraps up how everybody did. The interesting thing about today is there's no minimum length on the fish. So I'm curious if the fishing was tougher and allows people to compete a little bit more, when they're taking a quick picture of a fish and throwing it back in the water. That might change things. I haven't experienced a tournament like that before, so kind of nice little new wrinkle they've added in for this one.
Are there any geographical boundaries?
You can fish in Louisiana, so we have guys fishing in Calcasieu. We have guys fishing down Highway 23, I'm sure up by the dam in Hopedale. It's going to be interesting to see which area produces which size fish, if there's bigger trout out west versus, bigger reds up in the marsh somewhere, and, kind of curious to see a sample size, if you will, of all the state at one time.
Yeah, very interesting. What do you predict it's going to take to win it, total length?
I'm thinking somewhere around 60 inches, if I had to guess. The red's capped at 30, so if it touches the 30-inch line, it is not counted. So if it gets a little bit underneath there, you can max out at 29 3/4. Then, if you get a guy with a 20-inch trout, 15-inch flounder, that's pretty successful. But, they got all day, so you might even have better fishing than that. So maybe a hair over 60, maybe 65 if somebody gets a really awesome bag with a really, really nice flounder and trout. Anything could happen.
We'll be looking for that next week. Best of luck to you, Brendan, and we'll check in with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
Yeah, that's about a 15-hour tournament if you fish the whole tournament. All right, we come back after this. We got a bad boy story, three of them. And, man, these guys, I don't know. When, you know, some things just affect the resources. This one is the kind of thing that could really pose a major threat to public health. We'll be back to talk about it right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, over the years, I've gotten to meet some guys from the North Shore Home Builders Association, some pretty good fishermen, and they do an event called RaisingTheRoofFoundation.org. And what they do is they build a house that's worth $475,000. Bubba Jenkins, Jenkins Homes is the one. And it's in Spring Haven Subdivision. And they sell tickets for $100. Tomorrow is the drawing. If you want to go online and get a last-minute ticket purchase in, go to RaisingTheRoofFoundation.org. Buy the ticket, and you may be the owner of a brand-new $475,000 home. Also some cash prizes, too. And what they do this for is for Habitat for Humanity, for St. Tammany West. It's the charitable trust that supports a lot of local nonprofits. It's a lot of guys and girls doing a lot of good. And you can do some good for yourself by winning that home and also making a donation of $100. So check it out. It's RaisingTheRoofFoundation.org. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds. And right after we do that, coming back with this week's Bad Boys of the Outdoors story. Stick around. We're back after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, probably 90% of our Bad Boy of the Outdoor crimes don't really affect us individually. Yeah, it's stealing from us, and the perpetrators should be brought to justice, but they really don't pose a serious threat or injury to us. On the other hand, a few cases like today's are very serious and threaten health and sometimes even lives. And that was the case 3 weeks ago when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Sergeant Norman DeRoche and Agent Carl Reed were patrolling Madison Bay in Terrebonne Parish, and they saw a commercial oyster vessel and a crew actively harvesting oysters in an area that was deemed polluted by the Department of Health. When they made contact with the four-man crew, they found them in possession of 20 sacks of oysters. 20 sacks from polluted waters, and guess where they were heading with them. Now, because oysters are often eaten raw, they're subject to some of the strictest human health regulations of any product in the nation. Certain bacteria from the growing waters can accumulate in oyster tissue, and the LDH closely monitors water quality for elevated levels of harmful bacteria. And if it exceeds the standards for human health, the LDH shuts down those water bodies and restricts the harvest of oysters. So it's illegal to take oysters from closed or unapproved waters to prevent those oysters from getting into the marketplace and possibly causing human illness and sometimes even death. And that's not to mention what it does for the reputation and the economics of an oyster industry. I think the penalties for endangering the health of consumers should be much stricter than a $950 fine and up to 120 days in jail, and even having their oyster harvest license revoked for up to 1 year and be sentenced to perform 40 hours of community service, and then they can only harvest oysters from a boat that is equipped with a monitoring device for up to 1 year. That's way too little punishment for 33-year-old Daniel Nakhan, 26-year-old Dustin Bouquet, 32-year-old Wayne LaFollette, all of those from Chauvin, and 26-year-old Daniel Alvarez of Hopedale, Louisiana, are bad boys of the outdoors. Yep. Vibrio vulnificus is the really harmful bacteria that can cause loss of limbs and even death. And, you know, this type of thing has caused some states to not even import oysters from Louisiana. They're not allowed to sell them in their states. I think California is one. And people who knowingly harvest oysters from polluted areas and then sell them into the public, I don't know. There's just no punishment too good for them or too bad. All right, I got a text in and says, let's see, this one said, has anyone mentioned the Toledo Bend accident? I am just praying none of your captains were injured or affected. I was going to mention that. There was a horrible boating accident up in Toledo Bend. And, you know, a lot of times we think of those pontoon boats as being very stable. They're wide and squatty. Well, Toledo Bend can kick up in a hurry. It can become a really dangerous lake. And there was, unfortunately, a boating accident. There were five customers on a charter fishing with a guide on a pontoon boat on Toledo Bend. The waves picked up around midday, and one of the waves hit the boat and caused it to capsize. All six people went into the water. I don't know how he did it, but the guide was able to get a hold of his phone and make a call to 911. The Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents was the first on the scene. They found three of the customers and the guide all hanging on to the overturned boat. They were able to pull them on to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries vessel. Two others, Macy Richard, 27 years old, of Opelousas, and 57-year-old Geraldine Hebert of Opelousas, were brought in fatal. There was a fatal accident. They're not sure if it was drowning or the impact of the boat going over caused the death. I would suspect it was drowning. Don't know whether they were wearing PFDs or not. And the name of the guide and the boat service has not been released yet. So if we get that information, we'll pass it along. But, yeah, that happened up on Toledo Bend. That happened on May the 28th, which was earlier this week. All right, we come back after this. Ryan Lambert back in country. We'll find out what he's got going on down near the tip of the boot. He operates Cajun Fishing Adventures in Buras, Louisiana. His report's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And yes, he's our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Captain Ryan, did you bring something back with you from Argentina?
Yeah, you know, you come back from winter, and I got some kind of sinus when I got back here in the summer.
How was the trip?
Oh, my goodness gracious, it was so good. That, you know, I don't care to shoot a lot of doves, you know, but there's an unlimited amount of doves. They just keep coming like locusts. But the pigeon hunting, now that's something right there, buddy. You know, everybody knows I like the wing shoot, but if you ever get a chance to go shoot those spotted pigeons, they come in flocks and they diving down and they going around the decoys. They're coming from every direction. That is fun. That's big fun.
So are they different than these rats with wings we got around here?
Yeah, they're a spotted pigeon. They all look exactly alike. It's like a souped-up giant dove, and more they can fly. Man, they're fun. Yeah, that's, you know, I like the wing shooting. That's right up there with ducks fun. That's good. Then 100 ducks 8 times, and you know we self-impose a limit. It's still pretty liberal, but you know we limit it out every day in the most beautiful ducks because we're not used to them. You know they got some ducks that aren't so beautiful, but the silver teal and the cinnamon teal and white cheek pintails, and they have a white headed whistling duck that is absolutely gorgeous. You know ours are pretty, but there's that's nice. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you sent me a video of those pigeons, and I couldn't tell what was drawing them in. Was it decoys, or were y'all hunting over a field?
You have a little spinning thing with four decoys on it, like four dead pigeons on it going around.
Uh-huh.
And they coming. They come, they dive out of the sky. And I mean, big flocks. It's so much fun. I mean, it's like being in a skeet range and set off every single skeet at the same time. You try to hit some of them.
Yeah, well, glad your trip worked out while you were gone. I was going to talk to you about this. We couldn't hook up with you last week, but did you get word that we may be getting answered to our prayers? They may be increasing the pintail limits?
I did. I got a text while I was over there, and they're talking about going to 3. That would really help us out here, I tell you that. Because you were with me the last day of the season. All we could kill was pintails and canvasbacks. So that would have really helped us out, huh?
Well, it's not for sure, but, you know, they got to take a look at the breeding population. I don't have the numbers of what it's going to take, and they say they can raise it to 3 or maybe 2 or keep it at 1. You know, we'll see how that turns out. But, you know, the government acts very slowly. I think the next thing I wish they'd get moving on is these Mexican whistlers. God, I just so many of them everywhere.
They're really coming on. But, you know, I don't have an opportunity to shoot many of those during the season. You know, they'll be passing around. But, you know, if you're on the spot or on the X where they're going, that's fine. But to get them to come, it's a little different. But I haven't had the opportunity to shoot many of them you know, during the season. I wish they would do something with the wood ducks in teal season. I know that.
Yeah.
We covered up with them, and then when the season comes, you don't see a single one.
Yeah. You know, but the pintails, we were talking about this last week. You know, I remember back in 1975 when you and I were children hunting ducks, pintails were under the point system. They were 15 points each. Yeah, and that one year they were even 10. Yeah, you could kill 10 of them because there was 100 birds, yeah. Which was,
well, again,
nowadays.
we think we're counting them in the wrong place because we think they've moved further up into the system. And there's probably more than we think. But you could, when you hunt with me, you see pintails. I mean, see lots and lots of pintails. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe nobody else has them. I don't know, but they move around. But we have a lot. It would be really nice to get three of them.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
And it's one of my favorite ducks.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for that to happen. Yeah, it's a real choice bird. People love to get them mounted when they got the big, long sprig tail. And they're really pretty when they drop down on you, too.
Yeah, if anybody would like to go to Argentina, tell them give me a call because that one lodge has got two or three cancellations that you can get it pretty good, you know, where the ducks are. And the other one, El Monte, that's further north in the system where the pigeons are, everybody needs to try that. Everybody needs to do that. That is freaking awesome. But it's been windy and nasty here. It's really blowing this morning. You know, we got, I don't know, 7-8 boats out, and they're still catching their reds, but it's really making the trout hard.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it difficult because there's no land on the west side to stop the dirty water from coming around. So, yeah, it makes it difficult. But they're catching their reds every day. We can't stop those boys.
And size-wise, catching them close to the slot, top of the slot, or?
Everything you want. They'll go get a limit, and then they go fish bulls.
Yeah.
It's just been good. But I'm down here right now, and the trees are rocking. I mean, rocking.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to lay down gradually and get a little better tomorrow and during the week.
Yeah, that's good because it's laying down trees right now.
All right. Well, if we got anybody interested in Argentina, we will tell them to call you. Tell you what phone number. How can they get you?
Oh, they can always call me at 504-559-5111. Go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. It's going to be a good summer. The river's at 12 right now. It's starting to fall, but it ought to be a great summer.
All righty. Thanks for the report. Glad you're back, and hopefully you can shake that sinus stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, my man. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Always a fun time down there at the Cajun Fishing Lodge. All right, we'll be back right after this, and got a few more things to mention and put a wrap on this week's show. Thanks for being here. We're back right after this. Well, if you're still with me, that means you probably didn't get at least an early start to get out and fish. But if you are going to be going out tomorrow, weather conditions look a little bit better. Winds are going to lighten up a little bit. They'll be out of a southerly direction on the interior lakes and bays, about 10 to 18 offshore, and then only 6 to 12 on the inside conditions. So it should be a little bit better. Not a whole lot of tide, about a 0.4 range. Rain going to be around, pop-up showers here and there, so you got to be careful of that. Maybe kind of run around it and don't get too far away from safety if you don't like getting wet. Now, of course, this time of the year, not so bad. Sometimes it's necessary to cool you off. All right, got some calendar items to catch up on here. The CCA West Bank chapter sent me some information on their banquet. That's going to be coming up towards the end of the month, June 26th. It's going to be at the Jean Lafitte Auditorium. That's down in Lafitte, Louisiana. And you can get a VIP table for 10. You can go as a per person and, you know, take care of all the auctions and get your CCA membership renewed. And if you haven't got that star ticket, don't wait that long. You got to get it before that. You can simply do that at ccalouisiana.org, and all the details are there. We'll be looking forward to the big 4th of July weekend. That's going to be the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo weekend. It's rodeo time. You've almost got a fishing rodeo every weekend of the year somewhere. This one will be at the new Fouchon Pavilion. It's only $35 for a ticket. There's lots of live music, food, auction. They've got an air-conditioned pavilion there for you. And it goes on Thursday, July 4th, all the way through that Saturday. They'll be having live music and raffles and children's division. They got a shrimp boil dinner, and we'll be talking to Lynn Kiger and also the new admiral, that's Darby Chasson. He'll be talking with us in a couple of weeks more about that event. If you're looking to celebrate the National Black Bear Day, I would say if you want to see a black bear, number one, you go up to Tennessee. We saw some bear up there around the Smoky Mountains. There's plenty of bear up there. In Louisiana, Tensaw, that up in the upper delta portion, and all the way down, really, the whole delta, down into New Iberia, there's some places there, and you can maybe go scour around and scout out and get to see a black bear. Also, we'll be keeping you up to date on the progress of whether we're going to have a black bear season or not. That's still up in the air, but it looks pretty solid. It's going to be a very limited season, be taking place from early to mid-December. A very limited number of permits and tags will be issued, and it's in a very small, restricted portion of the state where the bears are most plentiful, and we'll keep you up to date on that, too. All right, we're going to be back here to do this again next week. We'll be talking to our field reporters, keeping you up to date on where the fish are, what's happening, the latest in the news items. Also, if I get some more information on the details of that horrific accident, the boating accident that took place up at Toledo Bend, shame that's taking place during, you know, like National Safe Boating Week and National Fishing Week. Always got to keep in mind, know your watercraft and keep your eye out on that weather and know the limitations on those boats. All right. Also, this week coming up, I'm going to be doing some extra duty. I'll be hosting the Morning Drive Show, the first news program on our flagship station. If you listen to us on WWL 870 AM and 105.3 FM, I'll be filling in for Tommy Tucker, the regular host, and I'll start that next Tuesday through Monday of next, the following Monday. That'll be from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Now, it's not going to be all hunting and fishing, not at all. It's going to be a mix. We do a lot of political issues, social issues. We'll do some sports. We'll do some news. And, yeah, we'll probably throw in a little bit of outdoor stuff, too, and talk some of that, too. But if you'd like to tune us in, I'll be on all week. Also got a special edition of the Newell Norman Show, which is the host from 10 to 1. On June 14th, I'm going to have a special show. We will have the newly appointed secretary, the head of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery, Madison Sheehan, will be joining us to talk about the progress she has made in our first 100 days of wildlife and fisheries, some of the changes she envisions, and maybe you have seen some. And if you've got a question or a comment, we welcome you to text it in during the program, and we'll pass that along to her and keep us up to date on what's happening with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Until then, have a great weekend. Be safe out there in the outdoors. I got a few more texts coming in. People listen to your show is like having Christmas morning every Saturday. I don't know if I'd go that far, but we certainly enjoy doing it. Hope you enjoy listening to us. Thanks to Cullen Steele. He's the guy back at the mothership. He pushes all the buttons, brings in all that wonderful music and bumper stuff that you hear, and hopefully you'll join us again next week. 5 to 7 a.m. is when we do this each and every Saturday morning. It's a mix of outdoor information, weather information, keep you posted as you're headed out. Also want to let you know someone inquired about the Green Bridge. That's one of our duties, that bridge that connects I-10 in New Orleans to Paris Road in Chalmette. It does periodically get closed this time of year for some temporary repairs. It's wide open this week, so you can get back and forth there. And if we find out ahead of time, we'll let you know when you have to make one of those alternative routes. All right, have a great weekend. I hope you catch a few fish and enjoy the outdoors with the family and the ones you love. And we'll be back to do this again next week right here. It's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.